Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And, of course, we want to hear from y'all. We want you to come check us out at our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Once again, that's www.smoothdrama.com. Join our Yahoo group. Check out the page. We'll be updating it. We look forward to announcing we'll be doing a major upgrade 2012, so be on the lookout for that. So check it out now in all its glory, because it's not going to look like that next year. But we want y'all to join and get in contact with us. We social network also. You can hit us up at where can they hit us up at? Twitter, tag my yearbook. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Facebook, my yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, and I'll add you back. But, of course, as always, I know y'all not really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my co-host. Tell them where they can catch you, Miss Co-host.
They can catch me on Facebook always, Miss 100% spelled out. They can also catch me on tag, Miss Sure Thing. Follow me on Twitter, 100%, or they can email me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com.
Right.
And you can also email me at Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com as well.
All right. That is, I guess that's a way to get with you.
No excuse, you know.
No excuses.
They eliminate all excuses.
All excuses are eliminated. Also, I want to give a big shout out to the person who, well, first, before I give my shout out, y'all can call us. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, I don't want to forget that. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. So please, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And now that we've gotten that taken care of, I just want to say to that big shout-out to the person who hit my car and broke my front license plate holder, I hope an elephant rapes you.
What?
Yeah. Someone had the audacity to hit my car and break my front license plate. So, to that person, I wish elephant rape on you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I'm rolling.
Right.
Yeah, elephant rape. I'm sincere. Anyway, speaking of raping somebody, amateur tattoo artist drew a penis on another man's back, and he's been jailed for 3 months for it. What he did was the guy, Matthew Francis Brady, he was asked by the guy to etch a Chinese yin and yang symbol with a dragon and a tiger on his back. But then after Brady did it, I guess he was upset with the guy. And the guy did, because he was backing out of it, and then he was saying that it was hurting. And so because he was mad, he decided he was going to draw a penis on his back.
Because he was saying it was hurting?
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, see, he needed to go into the bitch ass in the show, because that, you know, do somewhere a person can't see what he's doing. I mean, that's not right at all. That, you know what? He deserves to have the one guy who shitted in the hockey player's glove.
Oh.
That's what he needed to have done in him.
He deserves a stained glove.
He deserves to be shitted on.
Here. Just hold him down.
Hold him down.
Take care of it.
Yeah, because that's just wrong. I mean, that's him forever.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's going to. He went to jail for it. He got, 3 months? But still.
Wow.
That's very uncool. Just so y'all know.
And, yeah, you know, they say that you can remove tattoos, but that's not really true because, for one, it's a process that takes time. It's more painful than getting the tattoo, and then even still, all of the tattoo is never removed. So that's there forever. Because you want to be sued.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He's a chance to do his thing.
Do some jailhouse tattoos.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hey. Oh, when he come out, he going to have a penis tattooed on his back.
Probably. And I'm sure he won't enjoy it as much as he enjoyed putting it on homie's back. Just an educated guess.
That's kind of, yeah, okay. Is he going to be that one, huh?
I guess there's a good story to come out of this. Durex is set to launch a new blood flow boosting condom that promises to improve a man's erection and increase his stamina. So what can happen is, you know, while he's locked up in jail, he can be dealt with.
Wait a minute. A condom with Viagra in it that keeps an erection and boosts your stamina?
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Ladies, it's Christmas. What a wonderful Christmas gift for us. Yeah, I think that is the best news that you could have ever, well, other than, you know, everybody getting $1 million, but yeah, for women all across America, I think that's the best news that you could have ever.
Really?
For real. I mean, not just the erection part, but the stamina part. Yeah, I bet you women will be buying those condoms and cases.
I don't know about that one.
You're going to see couples that never use protection ever in the history of a relationship buying a specific condom just because it says improved erection and stamina.
Well, that means I guess we should buy some stock in Durex right now, huh?
We may as well. Better. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just got a smile on my face. I can't. When is this coming out?
it's supposed to come out across Europe. over the counter. So he had to get to Europe first to.
Oh, man, you just made me mad. You just broke my heart all over again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break your heart. Yeah, I mean, it's. It'll be all right. Yeah. It'll be all right.
But no specific plans on when it's supposed to get here, though.
No specific plan.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure if it does well in Europe, they'll definitely make it happen over here.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah, I think so. And I want to apologize having some technical difficulties right now, on our live stream side. I don't know if I'm. I thought I was on the air, and I'm not. Yeah, well, the blog talk is on, but we don't. We seem to have it seemed to have knocked itself off.
And I'm trying to get in this thing that I'm in, but it won't let me do it. It won't let me go anywhere. It won't let me do anything. I'm stuck on one place.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good as far as that. The blog talk is working. So that's fine. So once again, we apologize for technical difficulties beyond our control. As our blogger said, that the government is pulling the plug on us.
They didn't want us to get the news about them condoms out there to the lake. Oh,
well. See, that's the whole new Paris turn the lights off. what we'll do is we'll go on a break here, and we'll come back, and hopefully we'll have gotten it taken care of. This is Roscoe by Miss 100%. She chose this. Jack Frost.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Catch me at the North Pole, living with the Inuit, silkskin hoodie, hunting St. Nicholas. European holidays and niggas so ignorant. Got prancing blitzings, heads mounted in my kitchen, bitch.
Funny.
My uncle family, Jehovah's Witnesses. As kids, we thought they was crazy for not celebrating shit. Went to college, learned Christmas is ridiculous. Pagan holiday, ain't no Christ in it. Cause a holiday means a holy day. In December 25th was the birth of the god Saturn. Ancient Romans would celebrate. The upper class worship Mithra, the god of the uncontrollable sun, and that's Christmas. In the Western Hemisphere, December 22nd is the shortest day and longest night of the year. Wanes for 3 days, hence the sun dies. The sun resurrects December 25. So the S-U-N is the son of God. The man-made religion, metaphorical son of God. Named him Omni-Ray, named him Saturn. Named him Mithra, named him Christ, the same pattern. Ancient astrology, the Egyptians wrote this. Scientifically put, it's the winter solstice. And after the Catholic Church came to power, they absorbed festivals already popular. In the slave days, they gave us this gift. Up, bound us in metal chains and they whipped us. Went to church and smiled right after they lynched us. You still a fucking slave if you celebrate Christmas. When Bethlehem is rare as fuck. Ain't no evergreens and reindeer, y'all is nuts. The history of Christmas is a mix of customs from pagans. Y'all clowns just decorating Satan. The Yule tree was first decorated in the 16th century in Livonia and Germany. In Northern Europe, the Druids during winter nights kept evergreens as a symbol of everlasting life. Viking to Scandinavia went a little farther, started the special plan of the sun god Balder. The Germanic tribes worshipped Odin,
rode a flying white horse.
Original Santa Claus rode one, of course. And the Dutch called him Sinterklaas. His sidekick, a demon named the Krampus. Bad children, killer dogs. Santa Claus myth combined with Saint Nick, a 4th century Greek bishop who gave gifts. Said he liberated an Ethiopian from a slave ship, who was so grateful he became his servant. It's so racist, the boy called Peter. The origin of the elves is so fiendish. Black Peter in English, Lord Pierre in Swedish. Why do you need this? Look it up if you don't believe it. And even till his day in the Netherlands, they still dress up in blackface. Now go to bed again. I respect facts over faith. The Catholic Church pays its celebrations on pagan dates. Culturally, every European participates. Then after the pilgrims immigrate to the United States, all those European customs assimilate, forcibly imposed on every other race. New York City was first colonized by the Dutch fam. It was called New Amsterdam. Now I see a lot of sinners in dementia, worshiping 70-foot trees in Rockefeller Center. Stupid if you ain't Viking or a Druid. If you Christian and or black, you are fucking foolish. I seen Miracle on 42nd Street. Wasn't no Asians or Latinos. You disrespected me. Mental genocide is black law. I'm just being real. This is facts from Jack Frost. Iconoclast. You know what it is. Listen, man. We live in a country where 1% of the population controls 99% of the wealth, where a black president kisses corporate American ass. Not one single criminal Wall Street banker spent a day in prison, but they'll arrest 5,000 peaceful Occupy Wall Street protesters. We in the biggest recession since the Great Depression. But y'all throw y'all fucking money away. $5.3 billion on Black Friday. You're not just a stupid consumer. That's not capitalism. That's a slave mentality.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Alright, that was Roscoe, Jack Frost, nipping at your nose, probably not. Anyway, speaking of not nipping at your nose, guess who's the most unpopular NBA player?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Chris Humphrey has earned the designation as the most unliked player in the NBA, and I'm like, does anybody even know who Chris Humphrey is?
You know what? Here's my thing. Chris Humphrey is getting a bad rap, right? This is just how I see it. He got sucked in to the bullshit game, the bullshit Kardashian game. It's an empire, and he got sucked into it thinking that girl really liked him. Now people are saying he's stupid, he's ugly, and all this. First of all, the average man, he may not be rich, but the average man is not making the money that Chris Humphries is making. At least he have a career. At least he got something going for himself. I'm like, get the fuck off his back and leave him alone. I mean, he could be, you know, a bum that's beating his girlfriend and taking her welfare check. Would they rather he be that kind of a man?
Pretty much, yeah.
A lot of foolishness.
Yeah.
You call a good man bullshit, or you call him bad, or he's unpopular because he's a good man. should I marry?
Give him a holler. I hear he's newly single.
Marry him and give his ass baby too. Man.
All right. you talking about getting married and giving them babies. If the Chinese and the English are involved, you won't have to do no work. Sheffield University developed clothes to purify air, and supposedly, not to be outdone, the Chinese have created a fabric that is self-cleaning, so you wouldn't even have to clean it no more.
See, that was a right in time. Well, wait a minute. Clothes to purify the air? Is that safe for us to put against our skin?
Well, they ain't tested, obviously. So I guess they'd have to try it on some rats first.
No, these little puppies. You know how people are always dressing their dogs up in stupid little clothes?
Right.
Take some little puppy clothes out of it, though.
Yeah.
That's not kind of cruel.
Wouldn't that technically be animal cruelty?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it, y'all.
Yeah, you did.
No, seriously. I donate to the ASPCA every month. Thank you very much. I'm an animal lover. But I'm just saying, the rats is not going to be able to demonstrate wearing self-cleaning cotton very well. So.
Why not? You can you can throw them on them rats that people call hamsters.
Yeah, like the commercial that you don't like of the hamsters, gerbils, rats, whatever they are, in the hip-hop pose, jumping around and dancing. That's what you want to see?
Yeah, I just said that if I see them dancing, I'm shooting. That was all. I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said the dancing part. I'm not feeling them and their dancing.
Okay.
Yeah. So... That was it.
That was a good idea. Two good ideas. Clothes that purify the air and self-cleaning cotton. I mean, I know nasty people happy as hell.
Hold on. Well, all I can say is this. You know, clothes that purify the air. Purify it how? Is it purifying my air where I can't breathe?
It's keeping, you know, the way that I think of it is, you know how nasty people, they don't like to wash up anyway. They got that double funk. It's purifying the air around them, so when they come into your atmosphere, you can't smell them that much, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think that'll work.
That's why I said nasty people are everywhere rejoicing, because, you know.
Well, I don't think they know about it yet. It is fairly new, but I'm sure clothes that I don't have to wash. Although if they break, and you know these people bought all these clothes that they figured they didn't have to wash, and they don't have washing machines, it could get ugly.
Yeah.
Or it could get funky real fast.
Well, you know, dirt is actually. Dirt breaks things down. Dirt breaks your skin down. Dirt breaks clothes down. Dirt breaks everything down. Like, even in your house, if you don't dust your house, you know, it messes up the paint, starts to mess up the paint. So I'm really thinking that this has to be a real good idea for them to create clothes that self-clean. But I'm still thinking on an aspect of how is it going to be safe for people to wear, because when you think something is self-cleaning, that's probably not safe for you to be putting that on your skin.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If it can erode bacteria, dirt bacteria can erode the bacteria that's on my skin.
And eat and give you a flesh-eating disease.
Now, could that be a conspiracy?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of uninformed people, I'm reading this article, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's uninformed. The article says uninformed people are vital for democracy. And I thought to myself, isn't that the exact opposite? Wouldn't informed people be vital for democracy as opposed to uninformed?
Well,
I mean, think about it. They're saying that democracy is better when you don't know anything.
And that's exactly how they vote.
Yeah.
Think about it. Before people started complaining and becoming more aware of what was going on in government, things were better because they were the old thing, what you don't know can't hurt you. No, what you don't know will kill you. But it's kind of like a ignorance is bliss type of thing. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the mentality of our government, to say that, you know, an ignorant person is good for democracy. Yeah, it's good for democracy because you can screw over people and not hear and have them complain about it because they don't know that they're being screwed over.
Sure.
When you look at it that way.
Well, I mean, but that's the whole point. You want to be informed about any process that you're involved in. I mean, you want to make informed decisions when you shop. You want to make informed decisions when you talk about your health. But the very thing, your government and the people who run your government, you don't think that that's important to be informed about?
No, because you have to understand that a lot of people's way of thinking has been handed down from generations to think or feel secure in our elected officials, to say that they're there to help us, they're there for the greater good of the people. But that's never been the case. But that's what, again, ignorant people have taught.
I got something for you, 100. For the betterment of the people. Over there in, you know how I like, y'all know I like to talk about these studies. Over in Europe, in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, they suggest, after they've gone through some advances in neuroscience, that the age of criminal responsibility, 10, might be too low. So I guess if everyone who has a 10-year-old in their family, if they commit a crime, they might let them off. But if they 11, that's their ass. Yeah.
10-year-olds,
you know, because 10-year-olds are deviant criminals. They work the system.
Well, I know you and I have a little bit of difference in opinion on that. I know Keith. Well, you know Keith too, but I've seen a lot of kids who at that age are very mature and they know what the hell they're doing. I mean, you think about it. In other countries, we have kids that strap bombs to themselves. And or suicide bombers, they're taught from the age of 6 on up to kill people. I mean, even in this country alone, we have 10-year-olds who are drug dealers, you know, who are.
I get you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's what I mean. It's fine.
I just, when I say, yeah, they know what they're doing, but I don't think they understand what they're doing. I think those are two totally different points that aren't recognized here. Understanding.
And I agree with you on that, that they don't have the they don't understand the depth of what they're doing. They don't understand the consequences of what they're doing. I will totally agree with you on that.
Right. I mean, because when you say, okay, they're strapping bombs on themselves. I mean, you notice, and I always have a beef. Old men telling young men to blow themselves up. I'm like, if you are a real crusader, how did you get to be old? just a thought. You know, you got these old guys, like you say, sending 10, 12, 17-year-olds and promising them virgins and whatnot. And coincidentally, in all walks of life, you got these old folks telling young people what they need to do, sacrifice, whatnot, even though they never did it. I always find it ironic that they're old. But we getting off subject here because we're on Elijah Foolishness tonight, and we have our another case of Elijah Foolishness. The U.S. government is erecting a fence in the ocean to divide California from Tijuana, Mexico. A fence in the ocean.
In the ocean.
Yeah. Because I couldn't swim over it.
I mean, do y'all get very many people that swimming in the ocean to get there?
I'm guessing so. But I don't see how this helps the situation. You have a fence in the water. Well, what does that keep? I thought that's why you had the Coast Guard.
True.
A fence in the water. And I guess because there's already a fence there, and they want to make it longer and higher and tougher to scale and more resistant to the tide.
Well, you know what? That's kind of cool. You would rather a person drown than to get to a place where they feel that they can be safe and free.
Well, all I'm saying is the way
that
you could spend that money somewhere else, building a fence in the ocean.
Mm.
It's just Coast Guard.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
You're still going to need Coast Guard anyway.
Right.
But you want to waste money on a fence in water.
Yeah, I don't think that's very smart.
That's why intelligence is on call, and Elijah Foolishness is the talk of the day. And now, I got a question for you. There's a 7-year-old transgender child, Bobby Montoya, who was I guess wanted to be admitted into the Girl Scouts, the Colorado Girl Scouts troop. So instead of allowing Bobby in, they just disbanded the whole troop. I'm curious to hear your reaction and others' reactions. You know, because they say this goes against what they believe.
Right.
And so because they didn't want Bobby Montoya in as a Girl Scout, because I guess Bobby is transgender, how Bobby at 7 years old knows that he's transgender. I don't know.
Because somebody put that mess inside of his head. Here's the thing. Do people who, say for instance, we have so many groups here in this country, right? Groups for everything. Now, let's take white supremacy. Would they let a black person join the group unless they was going to be like that one dumb guy who said he was a bicycle, he was in a white supremacist motorcycle gang anyway?
Don't hate on him.
My point being that if this is a Girl Scout troop and they have certain standards and their group is based on certain beliefs, I feel that they have a right not to let him in based on what this, you know, you're 7 years old and this transgender stuff. No child at that age should be talking about anything sexual to begin with.
Oh.
At 7 years old, you don't even know anything.
Well, according to that logic, at 7 years old, you know whether or not you're transgender, then I guess at 10, you can be a criminal mastermind. I mean,
if it's going to be like that.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's just, again, illogical foolishness, because that's just, to me, that's just something that of the parents have done to that child, have instilled in that child. You know, and I'm taking the transgender to mean this thing where the people are saying, oh, I'm a woman trapped inside of a man's body. That's a bunch of baloney. You were born who you were meant to be. Accept it.
Okay. I think I'll do that. Any other advice?
No, I'm good. That just kind of, you're messing up a 7-year-old kid by telling them, teaching them that kind of stuff.
I agree. I didn't understand where a 7-year-old got to the savvy to know what he was as far as transgender. I can see if they would have said that Bobby Montoya was like the track girl that was born with both.
Right.
You know, when you're born with both, I can understand that argument.
Exactly.
But, you know, when you're just it's a 7-year-old. 7-year-olds don't know, they barely have known how to write in cursive, much less figure out their sexual identity.
Right.
You know,
I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm not quite understanding how that conversation came out, why they would put that out there, and you know, it's the logic foolishness of grown adults who have an agenda that they want to follow, and so they try to live that agenda out through their kids. And I think this may be one of them times where a child is a political pawn in some adults. I mean, because the child, at the end of the day, they don't know any better.
That child just want to play with other kids and be a kid.
Yeah, and obviously, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Sucks to be Bobby Montoya.
Yeah. Poor thing. God bless his little heart.
Well, we're going to take a little quick station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Together you got to smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back at our station identification break, letting y'all know you are listening to Smooth Drummer Radio. with your host, Big Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, joined by my illustrious co-host, the dashing Miss 100%.
Really dashing?
Dashing, yeah, because you got the sword and the mask and everything.
What?
I don't know. When you say dashing, I just think of somebody swashbuckling. You know, them old Errol Flynn movies, you come flying off the balcony with your sword and you cut
just to get the sink face.
Exactly. You cut their string and they go to pull their pants down, they pull the pants up and you just stink faced them. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway.
it's that time of the show where we get into our dumb asses of the week.
Yeah.
You wanna show the world who your dumb ass of the week is this week?
Yes. My dumb ass is Jim Sensenbrenner.
Hey, Jim.
He's a congressman. And he was actually caught on a phone call screaming and yelling about Michelle Obama, about First Lady Michelle Obama, saying that she has a big ass. Saying that how dare she lecture us on eating right while she has a large posterior herself. And I guess he was upset about this because he's a heavy guy. And but he called her and he called President Obama because I think Obama was, you know, ready, like, you know, he was going to go black on him on that one. But, you know, he apologized, said he regret his inappropriate comment and sent a personal note to the First Lady apologizing. That's what he said. But
now, hold on. Wait, before you get through all that, don't you already talk about that type of thing? Isn't that one of your pet peeves, saying something and then you want to apologize?
I hate it. Huh? I hate it with a passion. If your ass is big and bold enough to run your mouth and not think about what you say about people before you let it come out your mouth, don't apologize for it. Be a man.
Speak up.
Man, your ass up and take whatever consequences that come after it. You just got to take it. You apologizing for some bullshit. That's how I feel. But here's the thing that really bothered me was the fact that this was a conversation that him and several other people had at church. If you were at church, why are you talking about Michelle Obama's booty?
Well, I guess booty is what you want to talk about.
You at church and all you can think about is ass.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. He's the dumbass of the week for me.
All right. I feel you.
Don't he know booty is beautiful? Don't he understand that for black women and booty go together?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's saying, oh, well, she can't lecture me because she has a big booty.
But have you seen her abs and her, you know, her? I mean, that woman is together.
Well, see, once again, you're talking about somebody who is not an intelligent individual. I don't care how many degrees he may have. You're talking about a woman who obviously is in shape for everyone to see. And just, hey, you're not in the shape you want to be, just shut up.
Right. Just get yourself together. Get your weight or get your game up.
Right.
Just think about somebody else. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely will be talking about it on next week's sex show. And speaking of sex shows. My dumbass is a U.S. Bioethics panel who who say victims harmed by future research should be compensated. You know, and this is after the revelations of abuse in the U.S.-funded program in Guatemala. They came out and said after going over it that in the future, victims harmed by future research should be compensated. Like, really?
So they saying, like, the Tuskegee experiment type of thing when
it happens,
the government
again.
Does it like that?
If it happens again, the people should get paid. Not right now, if it happens again. It's kind of funny. Like, yeah, we wouldn't have known that the people should be compensated. I'm thinking it should be more than compensated. I'm thinking the people who perpetrate.
I think they should go to prison.
They should go to real prison, though. Not white collar prison.
Yeah, real prison.
Real prison.
Salad tossing prison, that kind of prison.
Right, with the tossing. I don't know if you've ever seen that video of the HBO video, the toss a salad guy.
Yes.
Where he's talking about it. I saw the actual special. And
yes, I saw it.
Those people should be put in the cell with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would treat them right. He would give them a choice. Jelly. Syrup, or, you know, maybe peanut butter.
Oh, God.
I mean, you saw the video where he's like, you know, I prefer syrup. Because they know that they've been down there when they're getting the syrup off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As one of the bloggers asked how they assign a dollar amount. No, you don't sign a dollar amount. You assign the toss a salad man. See, you don't have to, justice will be served among other things. Yeah. So this bioethics panel. Those are my dumb asses for even saying something stupid like, oh, yeah, people should be compensated. Really? Yeah, they really should be compensated. We knew that shit already.
Isn't there a job as an ethics council or board to make sure that this crap doesn't happen, period? Why are you putting a thing in place to say if it happens again? It's like you kind of think you already know that it's going to happen again. Why not just put safeguards in place so that it doesn't happen? But when if somehow, small chance that somebody does it and gets caught doing it, just send their ass to salad toss in prison. Don't give nobody no money. Money can't help dead people.
I agree. Well, I mean, it's not just we talking about dead people. We're talking about people that have been experimented on and may have.
Yeah, because they can pass the stuff on.
And not just that. I mean, it's something that they can't get rid of.
Yeah, you're right.
That is very uncool.
But I mean, come on.
Right. But that's where we're at. I mean, you know, Saudi Arabia, they beheaded a woman for witchcraft. It's like you hear stuff like that, you don't believe that it happened, because it's like witchcraft, really? I mean, y'all saw the Halloween special. It ain't that serious. She get her head. She's beheaded for witchcraft, and it's probably the same old story. She didn't want to get with one fool, so he's like, "You're gonna die. You're a witch."
It's just sad thinking a man has the control or the power to say anything about a woman, And because, just because he's a man, it's believed and it's taken as the law. That's just so wrong.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's horrible. I don't know. I can't find a word for it, but.
Well, there are no words for it. I mean, it's horrifying, obviously, to hear that somebody can be killed for foolishness like the witchcraft. Come on. I mean, that's right up there. It was a funny story, but it wasn't the magic penis guy.
Right.
You know, people believe in things that you, I mean, Stevie Wonder did the song, Superstition.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the hell he was talking about.
Right.
Superstition leads the way.
Right.
Yeah, but I guess that's just how we've been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we believe in foolishness, sort of like states who believe that gambling is going to spur the economy on. Because I guess they haven't paid attention to all the other states that already have it.
Mm-hmm.
last time I checked, Vegas and Atlantic City, the homes of gambling, they're not doing that well.
I mean, you know, everybody knows that poor people would rather gamble than to eat and pay the bills and have lights and a roof over their head. I mean, gambling is the top of everybody's priority. Didn't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They want something for nothing.
Well, I mean, but that whole issue is states adopting gambling as a money-making venture.
It's not going to happen.
Well, it's actually happening.
All they're doing is giving organizations another to continue to do crime. That's all they're doing. Because it's a lot of crime in those casinos and hotels and all that kind of stuff. That's nothing but crime organizations or networks of crime. That's all it is, of white-collar or high-class, high-powered crime. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, gambling, I guess that's what people have been doing in the stock market all this time anyway. You gamble and you win some, you lose some, depending on whether or not you have insider knowledge, whether or not you win more than others. I just think that it's funny that people would think that a sound financial package includes gambling. Yeah. All right, but we gonna move to something that actually a gamble that actually worked. Braylon Edwards. And if you don't know, Braylon Edwards is a wide receiver. He played for the Cleveland Browns. He played for the New York Jets. And he currently plays for the San Francisco 49ers. While in Cleveland as a rookie in 2005, he announced he'd give $10,000 in scholarships to 100 area eighth graders if they could graduate high school with over a 2.5 GPA and 15 hours community service. Of the 100 who were afforded the opportunity, 79 met the criteria and have begun their first year of college. Yeah. And so he actually came through And the 79 that met it, they got a $10,000 scholarship.
Okay.
And I found it ironic that of the story that make the news and are flashed over and over again, you know, one of the stories that didn't get on ESPN, it wasn't in their ticker. You know, you watch ESPN, they have that ticker of notable news stories.
Right.
This is not one of them. I think that it shows what's and once again, he's only making $1 million this year, so he spent seventy-nine percent of his salary.
Correct.
On these kids.
That's not just admirable. That's, you know what, people don't realize that some people may not believe it, but giving it shall be given back. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. It's going to come back to him. Trust and believe. If it don't come back in money or in success, is going to come back in some shape or form to this man, because he's doing something that people, I don't understand why people give up on today's youth and they count them out as nothing or nobody and don't see a future for them. But he basically put his money where his mouth is and said, I believe in you kids and I believe y'all going to make something out of yourself. And look, here's an incentive for making goals and sticking to them and reaching them. And he is to be applauded for doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, why not build a statue of him? Why not, you know, put him on the front page of every newspaper in the country? I mean, that's what needs to happen.
Right. I just think that it's something that, you know, when the athletes do something stupid, it's everywhere. When they do something to me, like you talked about, Chris Humphries is famous because he's divorced with Kim Kardashian, and that's been all over the place, but this hasn't.
Right.
Just a state of mind, and we've got 2 minutes left. Instead of what we normally do after the show, we do our what's important. Give people a what's important to you real quick.
What's important to me really quick is, like I always say, and I'll keep on saying, and I'm very fortunate to have my children. I'm very fortunate to have had a sister who trusted me enough to say, when I leave this earth, I trust you to raise my children. And because of that time, it's that time of year, I think about my sister a whole lot. But the biggest blessing and the biggest gift that she gave to me was my niece. And not to leave my son aside, because that's all I'll say. My kids are really a blessing. My niece and nephew are really a blessing to me. And I can't really tell you how much, but my niece and nephew have been here for me.
I believe you. And, I mean, obviously, this time of year, I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't care too much for it more because of the attitude. Although when I hear a story like Braylon Edwards, it's inspiring. But, as always, I revert back to I've got bling and I've got my balls. And I want the listeners to know this last 10 seconds here that I want to put my balls on your shoulders. Be on the lookout. Big blue balls coming to a theater near you. And on that note,
have a safe and merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. For this 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N Word. Happy holidays. We'll see y'all next time, next place. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.